On August 19, Near North District School Board trustees passed a motion to request the Ministry of Education investigate the actions of Craig Miles, the Director of Education, and other members of the board's senior administration, regarding how they handled the delayed opening of the new JK-12 school in Parry Sound. On August 25, Board Chair Ashley Street Pierre issued an apology on behalf of the trustees. In a written statement, St. Pierre said, "The Near North District School Board, NNDSB, Board of Trustees wishes to address recent events concerning the unfair treatment of NNDSB administration. C. NNDSB outlines fall semester plan amid school construction delays. Beta Day reached out to St. Pierre to see if this meant the trustees were calling off the request for an investigation. She explained that the August 19 special meeting did not comply with the requirement set out in the Education Act and related board bylaws. Street. Pierre clarified that she reached out to the Ontario Public School Boards Association about the meeting. The information I received back made it clear the meeting shouldn't have taken place without the director and the fact he didn't assign a designate," St. Pierre said. "The motion as well didn't follow our bylaws for submission. It was brought to us an hour before the meeting, which is proper protocol." She explained, "As a result, the meeting is considered null and void. Any motions passed, including the motion to request the Ministry of Education investigate upper administration, are null and void as well." During the meeting, Jay Aspin and John Arkwright were sworn in as new trustees. St. Pierre told Beta Day the two will be sworn in again at a future date, as all items on that August 19 agenda are null and void. C. New trustees sworn in amid chaos and unanswered questions at NNDSB meeting. Referring to the August 19 meeting, St. Pierre noted, "Our actions created uncertainty and concern among staff and the public. We recognize that the way in which this matter was handled did not reflect the standards of fairness, professionalism, and collaboration that our communities expect of us. On behalf of the Board of Trustees, we extend a sincere apology to our NNDSB administration, to all employees of NNDSB, and to the public. We deeply regret the impact this has had on trust and confidence in the important work of our school system," St. Pierre continued. Street. Pierre added, "The board is committed to strengthening our governance practices, and the board's focus remains on providing safe and supportive learning environments for all students." David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.